good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January 29th, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, Ngati Kurukurei Madzimai, where we discuss the issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
As Dibanini Womama, Uhlelo Lwethu, as Ihluzeni Womama, Mupraxedes Jeremiah.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the 24th Summit at the Africa Union, where the theme is empowering the woman. So what are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can join us, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And as you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday, 8:30 p.m. But for all our women out there, Thursday is your day.
Ilanga lethu bomama ngelango lwesine liyasithola njalo ku internet ku www.voazimbabwe.com loba njalo ku www.voashona.com loba njalo ku www.voaindebele.com.
The first is the issue of economic empowerment, and that economic empowerment has to go beyond microcredit. It has to go beyond women on the market. It has to go beyond small trade, because we need women to be in macro business, in the transport sector, in the infrastructure sector, construction, in the mining sector. And I know that Zimbabwe is rich, very rich, even if we are poor. And therefore, we want women to be active participants in the economy, but also to be part of defining the principles within which the investments happen and the relationships happen and the procurement happen, and the much more transparency was emphasized. The second issue, which was very critical, was the issue of education, and that in terms of education, we need to go beyond literacy and numeracy, but to be able to have skills that enable young people to have decent jobs or to go into entrepreneurship. It was very disappointing to know that not only in Zimbabwe, but across Africa, our graduates really come out with shining grades, but then they have no jobs and they have no support for them to go into entrepreneurship. So that was a very clear recommendation that we need to go beyond just training young people for just jobs, but for entrepreneurship and for being competitive on the labor market. The third issue which came up very strongly was the issue of health, women's health, maternal health, HIV and AIDS, and our sisters from West Africa, we're also emphasizing Ebola, and I think it's not only West Africa, we need to have preventive measures in countries like Zimbabwe. And again, it was very clear that the fourth issue that came out very strongly relating to women's political participation, women in decision-making at all levels, and linked to that was also, for me, very important in the context of Zimbabwe, that we need to put much more effort to continue to have women from the lowest level in the PTA to the highest level in terms of the presidency and Senate. So that aspect for me was very important in terms of ensuring that we have critical participation of women in decision-making. And indeed, as AU Goodwill Ambassador for the campaign to end child marriage, I was very encouraged and motivated to see African ministers and leaders rise up to the issue of child marriage and to have a clear commitment that we must end child marriage within a single generation. African Union must adopt a common position, a common Africa position on child marriage, and that we need national strategies, community actions to respond to the issue of child marriage. And that we also need to significantly have the issue of child marriage as part of the indicators for monitoring Agenda 2063 of the African Union. So it has been a productive meeting, and I therefore hope that the Council of Ministers, who are Ministers of Foreign Affairs, and the heads of states who adopt the recommendations by women.
We were there hearing from Mrs. Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, the AU Goodwill Ambassador at the African Union, just telling us on some of the recommendations, PJ, that have come about through the meetings that they've been having as non-governmental organizations at the AU. And I understand we have some good news before we go into the program. We have Sandra, our reporter on the ground, who's at the Africa Union, to join us on this program. Hello, Sandra.
Hello, Mavelas. Hello, Plaxedes. How are you doing?
We're very fine.
Well, how is the African sun?
Well, congratulations on having an interview with the President Robert Mugabe, who had some very interesting comments to make about women. Tell us a little bit about that interview, Sandra.
Oh, thank you so much. I met President Robert Mugabe earlier today when he was coming from a NEPAD meeting in which 20 heads of states from Africa were discussing issues related to how they can take Africa to the next level in terms of empowerment, or not empowerment of women, empowerment of the youth, the issue of funding, looking for funding that Africans have the capacity to look for their own funding within their own countries to fund the development of the continent, and not only wait for donors like the European Union, America, you know, Norway and other countries that are donating to the African Union. So I had my chance, I had my opportunity. I went to him and I greeted him, Mr. President, hello, and, you know, I put my questions to him. Mm-hmm. And he responded, it was interesting to hear his views on women in terms of empowerment and what he thinks are the major constraints in the world of politics vis-a-vis women needing to be involved in the decision-making processes of their countries. It was it was interesting to hear him his views. He said as far as he's concerned, the AU may have women, their team, like for this summit for this year is Year of Women's Empowerment and Development Towards Africa. Agenda 2063, which is Africa's blueprint for the next 50 years, the Africa that we want for the next 50 years. And the benchmark of this program is, you know, the youth and the women. And he said, yes, it's well and fine for us as Africa to come up and say we want to empower the women. But women have got obstacles in terms of, you know, when they choose to get married, then they have babies, then they go home. Mm-hmm. That's how he looks at it, that, you know, at the end of the day, we take ourselves out of the equation by getting married. But he says there are a few women who then remain in politics when they are married, and the only ones who remain are those who are single. And as a result, we don't have as many women as we would want at all decision-making levels, be it
Sandra, Tombo, kumisa mbichana, utitiku funzene, rurimirwa, mai, kuti iwe... Paonga uchitaura nemutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe, zvii zvaungatiwe zvanyatsokubata semudzimai? Tinotarisa kuti uriko ikoko kuEthiopia, uyezve kune mamwewo masangano akamirira madzimai. Totarisa vati ivo madzimai vanofanira kupiwa nguva yakareba kuti vawanikwe ivo kana vaita pamwiri, vachibhadharwa zvemari yavo yese, kwete ma-3 months ari kuwanikwa pari zvino. Wazvitambira sei izvi?
Nyaya yavataura yekuti madzimai anofanira kubhadharwa mari yavo yakakwana, ndofunga madzimai mazhinji anoda kubhadharwa mari yavo anenge achitotarisirawo kuti dai tawana mari yedu. Kunyanyanyanya muAfrica, munyika dzemuAfrica dzinobhadhara mari dzematernity kwenguva yakati nenyika dzakaita sana England dzinobhadhara zvemari, asi nyika dzakaita sana America hadziendesi madzimai kuleave maternity leave kwenguva yakareba. Inyaya inobata-bata madzimai zvakanyanya, zvekuti kekupedzisira madzimai anopedzisira akuregera kushanda, akuregera kuenda kumabasa, nekuti anenge akabatikana nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachifanira kumuchengeta vana. Ivo mutungamiriri wenyika vanditaurira pandataura navo kuti hazvimbofa zvakaita kuti madzimai nevarume tienzane. Asi isusu semadzimai ndofunga chishuviro chedu kuti tienzane panyaya dzekubhadharwa dzemari, panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, panyaya dzezvinhu zvese. Asi ivo vati inimi semadzimai nemakeup yenyu, ndikati hunhu hwedu semabiological makeup yedu yemadzimai, yekuti tinozoita vana tuita dzimba nemaresponsibilities anowanda, tinopedzisera tabuda mukati mepolitics, mukati mezvematongerwo enyika, mukati memabasa anoda kuti tinge tichionekwa takamira nguva dzese. Saka vari kuti maonero avo hatikwanisi kumhanyisana zvakaenza navarume nevakadzi munyaya dzekuti tinge tiri takaenzana.
Aiwa, chimbobatai makadaro. Imbobatai makadaro, Miss Nyaira. Tina mai Jana Ncube vari parunare.
Siyakwamukela nkosikazi Msimo.
Linjani?
Siyaphila, linjani lini?
Hayi, siphilile.
Linjani langa khona ngapho?
Hayi, sibhizi siyasebenza.
Tina semqandweni.
Hayi, futhi shame.
Wothi fahla-fahla ngamancane okubonile wena kusenzakala khona ngapho emhlanganweni we-Addis Ababa we-Africa Union.
Africa Union lapha kukhanya kuhlangane amazwi onke angama members of African Union atika 54 ukuthi babuye bezokhuluma ngezinto eziphathelane ne-Africa lokwenzakala emazweni ethu. Indaba eziki iteam yakulumnyaka ngiyabona ukuthi ngiyo iteam ekhangele omama ukuthi bona bame kanjani impilo zabo ezinjani okukhangela okwe-development njalo kulumnyaka i-Africa Union nge-summit yena le kufuna uku-adoptwa i-vision ye-50 years ukuthi after 50 years ukuthi i-Africa iyabe isinjani. So khonapho siyabe sikhangele ukuthi omama bangaphi khonapho kumaplani afakwa ngaba ama-leaders ethu.
Wena ke ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani uzaphumelela kangakanani umhlangano njoba nalihlala liyenza imihlangano enje ikakhulu nxa sikhangele indubo kumbe ama-issues aqondane labo mama?
Well, okuthiyane ngomhlangano lowo nange-vision le abafuna ukuthi i-adoptwe yukuthi thina njengabantu belizwe libe Africa sihlala sikhala ukuthi ama-leaders ethu bakhuluma nama-leaders amanye amazwi ngezwa abantu be-America zwa kuthiwa i-America le Africa-America Summit EU Africa Summit amazwi wonke akhanya ele planning i-Africa but thina ama-Africans besingela planning i-Africa. So I think okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sesibona abakhokheli bethu bebuya le plan yokuthi sifune i-Africa yethu ibe kanje and i-Africa yethu ingaba kanje omama babe bengaphi khona lapho yikho kuqakathekileyo okungathi kwahle kwehlukene mbijana. Kodwa okunye okukhona yikuthi khona okunokukhona okuhluphayo nje mbijana yikuthi njengokuba usitsho ukuthi bayahlangana mnyaka kabili ngomnyaka kwenziwe kukhulunywe kuvunyelwane kodwa izivumelwane zabo zena lezo yizo kakhulu esicina singaziboni. So kulomnyaka siyabacela kakhulu ukuthi bangazathi bayabona ukuthi isivumelwane abazenzayo bathi sebebuyele emazweni ethu bafike bekwenze khona lokho. So sikhangelela ukuthi uPresident Mugabe njengoba esefikile lapha bazakhuluma abone ukuthi eZimbabwe bazafaka ama-program azakhangela omama ngezivumelwano ababezenzile bela.
Speaking about President Mugabe, he mentioned today that women are not biologically are good for politics and being mothers and wives. Let's listen to the clip before I can pose the question.
It's not possible that women can be on a par with men. You see, we men, we want children. We make the very women we want in Parliament pregnant. Yes, and we remain it. But it's not possible. That aspect only. But the treatment generally of women, equal pay for equal work. And even as they get pregnant, they must be paid if they are employed. They must be paid for that period and not for companies or government to say, we will give you only 3 months. It must be 9 months, right?
Mrs. Musimwa, can we have your view on what President Mugabe was just talking about there? He had an interview earlier on with our reporter Sandra Nyahira, who's also on the line, but would like your view.
Yes, I only heard the bit where he was saying women need to be paid. I'm sure I didn't hear the earlier bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The earlier bit or the later bit which we didn't play, he was talking about women not being qualified to play the role of mother, wife, and politician.
Well, it's an unfortunate perception if that is how he sees women. Because for the last 35 years, we've had fantastic women.
Mrs. Musimwa, I think we'll have Sandra come in because she chimed in on what she thought he had said. We may have a bit of a differing view. I don't know, Sandra, are you still on the line? Okay. I understand we don't have Sandra on the line, but from what I understand, she said women, our biology as women may actually put us at a disadvantage, but not that we are not qualified.
Oh, yeah, at a disadvantage.
Because we have to give birth. Yeah. We have to, you know, carry more, a much bigger burden than what men carry. Because, in fact, he was actually, from what I could understand from the clip, he was actually saying women might actually have a bigger burden to carry than men, although they, you know, are equally suitable to take up decision-making positions also. That's what I heard from the clip.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it wasn't very clear, but I think we can look at the different perspectives that might be there. It would be very unfortunate if the perception is that women are not able to play different roles, be a decision maker and a leader, be a mother and a wife. It would be unfortunate because actually our roles in society, even for him as a man, he's a husband, he's a father, but he's also head of state. If he can play that role, surely it would be unfortunate if we believe that women can't play that role. However, if he's recognizing the extra burden that women do have, being mothers and being wives while they are leaders in the public, it's very important for him to do that, which is exactly one of the things we want to discuss in these discussions on the year of women's empowerment and development, that there be a recognition that when we talk about women's rights and gender equality, we are actually recognizing that the way society and our families have been molded, where a bigger burden of taking responsibility of our families are left only to the mothers and wives is not the right way. We need a society that actually recognizes that women, yes, can be mothers and wives, but also that men should actually take a little bit more responsibility as well as fathers in raising their children and as husbands, so that we all can contribute economically to our countries as much as we contribute to the development of our families.
Thank you there, Mrs. Musimwa. I think we have Sandra back on the line. We can just put her on back on the line again. Hello, Sandra.
Hello, Marvelous. I'm back on the line. We got cut off there.
Thank you. Welcome back on the Women's Roundtable. But we were just chiming in on the interview that you had earlier on with the president, with Mrs. Ncube Musiwa here, where she was trying to also weigh in on some of the issues that you raised and the response that you got from the president on especially the role of women, how, you know, women can be also leaders, but they have a bigger burden to carry. Just summarize for us, what exactly was your takeaway from what he said?
My takeaway was that President Robert Mugabe is a man who's coming from that patriarchal system that we have had in Africa for a long time now. That is, as much as he's appreciating the role that women play in representation, decision-making structures in Africa and all, he doesn't think that, you know, because of, you know, childbearing and all, we can make that much of an impact as women, which really for me is a bit sad because we know that, you know, when we look at my clan, the Chera clan, anyone who knows about the Chera clan and where we came from, we were the decision makers during that time, a long time ago. All our brothers benefited from what was done by our Masitate Guru. Because they were the, you know, it was younger matriarch, mama matriarch. Tangatinao Africa. Tangatinao Kubotswana Zanga Zuriko Kawanda Wanda. So iwo maonera wo ekuti madzimai hatikwanisi kunge tichiita madhabhu marore akawanda kuti nhasi ndiri muofisi ndiri chief executive ndotokwanisa kutoendawo kunosiya mwana wangu kuchikoro ndabva kusiya mwana wangu kuchikoro ndichienda kunoita basa rekuti ndinokwanisa kuita madecisions. I think kwavari vanozviona zviri zvakavaremera kuti havasati vadini havasati vanyatsozvigamuchira saka ndinoona kuti ira yavo yavakakurawo inoita kuti vange vachisvika pakadaro but iko zvino takuona kuti zvinhu zvakuchinja. Saka tirikungotoda kuti kupa kutengati pachirungu big up kune madzimai eZimbabwe akandidadisa chaizvo. Tina maMCMO vari pa phone, tina Nyaradza yeGumbo Nzvanda ku Goodwill Ambassador, tina na Wayne Musabayana, tina na
madzimai akawanda kana ndakaona akawanda madzimai vakauya vakamira mira vari kusimudzira nyaya yekuti madzimai ngaasimudzirwe. We want to enhance women's participation and representation in decision making structures munyika yedu yeAfrica, mucontinent yedu yeAfrica. So ndinoona zvichikwanisika kana vatungamiriri vedu veAfrica kunyange paine zvekuti vane tipfungwa tokadaro, asi madzimai aya nekushanda kwaari kuita nekutaura kwaari kuita mukati menyaya iyi kuti pane zvaitika chete mukati megore rinwe munyaya dzebudiriro dzekusimudza madzimai kuti anga achisvika mumaposition iwayo, nekuti hazvizve kungoti uite president wenyika tikutaura madzimai ese at cell level, at district level, at, you know, masacha akasiyana at decision making. So ndaona kunge president Mugabe ipapapo tinenge tinoti siyanei mbichana.
Nkosikazi Ncube Msimwa, lokukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Ye, uzwile lapha asithi fahla fahla ngamancane ngesiNdebele ngesintu ukuthi simuzwile lapha umongameli Robert Mugabe ekhuluma esithi yena kulusizi ukuthi nina omama akabenelisi ukuthi babe ngomama endlini bawondle abantu babo, bawondle izimuli zabo, babe ngomama, kodwa ke benelise njalo ukuba zinkokheli kungaba kusemsebenzini ama chief executives kumbe njalo babe kwezombusazo. Wena ubona njani?
Ah, lapho ngingathi ukuthi umkokheli wethu umbono wakhe hayi asingake savumelana lawo njengabo mama. 1, 2, kuyangimangalisa ukuzwa yena esitho njalo. Ungakhumbula amazwi akhulumayo encourage omama in the last 30 something years engumkhokheli welizwe leZimbabwe, akuhambelani la kukhulume namuhla. Akusamanga khona lokho ngokuba umkhokheli from independence oyekhuthaza omama ukuthi bathi kwathu labo baparticipate ezintweni eziyakha iZimbabwe. Ngiyakhumbula ihistory esayifundiswa isizwa from yena ukuthi khona khona omama kulilwela independence eZimbabwe, babe khona phakathi uyakha iZimbabwe in these last 30 something years. Omama bebekhona bekhokhela ngezindlela ezihiyeneyo, kodwa omama labo sebe sibona futhi bengomama bele mizi yabo bekhokhela lasemizini yabo. So umbono lowo ungathi awuhambelani nalokho akade kukhuluma engumkhokheli for over 30 something years
eminyakeni yonke leyi.
Umbono wona lowo kimi awuhambelani lezinto yena azivumayo ku-African Union esadaki kuvunyelwana bengabakhokheli bethu besithi hayi simele sibone ukuthi ekukhokhelweni kwezinto zelizwe kwamabhizinesi simele sibone ku-50-50 omama hafu
obabahafunamuhla
xa sekhuluma kanje akusahambelani le nkulumo zonke lezi ekade ezenza, and asivumelani laye ngitsho
sibilingetoyena. Wothi sithathe umlaleli bamba khonapho ecingweni. Nkosikazi Msimu.
Hello,
Mkoma Donald.
Hello, Tete PJ ina Marvelous.
Makadiko.
Nilofara, mulofara weri vana Tete.
Aiwa tinofara. Aiwa muri kuinzwa iri mugango iyi iri kutaurwa ku African Union. Munoiona sei?
Ii, ndinoinzwa nyaya iyi Tete, ndinofara chezvana Tete nekuti budisira nyaya dzakadai.
Ehe.
Ndinotendawo Tete Sandra, makatuma vakanokavhawo ikoko. Hai basa guru ramunoita iroro tinogara tichitenda ipa nepenyuro. Chandinoona Tetega.
Ehe.
Madzimai zvakanaka chose, ini ndotokurudzirawo kuti mupinde, nokuti vana Tete mune moyo munyoro, moyo unoregerera, moyo wokuti kana mukakwanisa kuenda pamapositeni nyange nezvitowanawo mabasa acho.
Ehe.
Asi chandozoona Tete chinokudzoserai kumasure, like tichiita zvepolitics handiti.
Ehe.
Ngandore zvakatakarendi zvakatika recently muno medu zvize hai havo kuyakanga iri mukati mezanu PF yai kuti vana mai mujuru achidzingwa achidiri handiri.
Ehe.
Zvinodzosera mumwe mukadzi anga achida kuita even chera anga asingadi kupinda mupolitical sector, angaida kupinda wagame zveeconomies nezveupfumi hwenyika, zvinomudzosera kumashure.
Saka maonero enyu
mukoma Donald
anukadzi anengo kana ndikambopinda ndogona kungopinda for short while ndigodzingwa zvemuka kana ndigotoregwa zvino zvinongofisa munukadzi manje maona zvanga chita kugwa biological isi
ehe ehe
munukadzi unongozoshala mwe ari kumusha kwanga asati vapinda anga ida kupinda yange even mikono ifekta vanodzokera kumashure nandashure kana vakaona zvine zvaitika kuna nana mjuizi kuti ah zvine zvazi zvedi sanomwa pa zvino ini
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald asi imimi mamuri kufunga kuti panogadziriswa sei
vakaona zvakadaro munoona vachitiza vachidzoka kubva chibva kuEthiopia munoona vasvika ikoko
kuti kudaro kaiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald
mukoma blessing
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald maita basa tine vamwe vateereri vakatimire tinotenda yedu
amande muchiti vonera vedu ye paraudi tebo ndakutenda iwana tete
aiwa mtatenda
mudvarisa ndimi yake timu yese tandekile havese
aiwa tinovafarisa tinotenda
eh komadzimai hapo paduzere
ma ini nasanarora tete
aiwa pakanaka zvapo mukomba tono tinokutendai nekuti gara muchititsigira asi regai isisi PJ vambotora mumwe mutereri pari zvino
lo mulaleli lapha angikwazi kumbe imbala kuhle edewa hello
alright
ibizo ngubani hello
akuthi ndipende
Oh, PJ, I think we have an issue there, but
angilizwa igama lakho. Khuluma ma.
The phone seems to be on a delay because it keeps I think we will try and call back. And maybe we can go to Mrs. Musiwa just, to round up before we go into our next segment. What is your takeaway so far? Do you think some of these resolutions that were reached can be implemented by African leaders?
You know, one of the things that I think for me as an African that does make me proud is the fact that Africa has established key institutions to drive the Africa agenda. In the African Union, in the Pan-Africa Parliament, we have an African Commission, we have an anti-board on corruption. So in terms of putting in place institutions, we've done very well. After we've put these institutions, we have also done a good job of putting in place protocols and mechanisms that ought to govern how Africa ought to deal with the different issues on women's rights, gender equality, on agriculture, on water and sanitation, all these important things that touch our everyday life.
I'm going to have to cut in a little bit there. We have a caller that has been holding on.
Okay.
PJ, if you can before we move to the next segment.
Yes. Etewa, usuko na itwenwen? Yeah, unjani mam?
Ngiyaphilile njani lana khona ngapha?
Hayi siphilile. Wena ke sikuthinta ngocingo ungapi kwangona kwelizwe? Komhlaba.
Yithi njani?
Yithi ungapi komhlaba?
NgeZimbabwe.
Yebo phela, uluzwile udaba lotholo usegudwini. Indaba zabesifazane eziphathwa ngazo ngale ngasemhlanganeni weAfrica Union. Wena ke uthini ngakho?
Njengazo ukuthi uthe ulithe ukuthi kunjani ngabo mama labo.
Hayi sikhuluma nje ngendaba zabo mama ukuba nabakweze bakuthuthukiswe bafakwe ezikhundleni ezobukhokheli okuyinzindaba ezikhulunywa ngazo emhlanganweni wenkokheli weAfrica Union. Ngizophindela kuwe mama Edewa. Nxa sesingene kuhlanda lethu lesibili bamba ecingweni khona lapho kubalaleli bethu abe radio sesilichiya okwamanje kodwa siyaqhubeka ku www.voashona.com la ku www.voaindebele.com ku Praxedis Jeremiah
and I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya who yet to our guests please stay on the line and to also to our listeners join us as we migrate to the internet please join us at www.voazimbabwe.com